I hope you had a fantastic weekend spending great quality time with those that you love the most. I was in a hockey arena watching my oldest son, Nolan, and his team play in a tournament, so proud of the way that those kids played. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, January 16th, 2023. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, as bad and as tyrannical as things can seem in Joe Biden's America, just remember one thing. It could always be a whole lot worse. For example, in the United States, thanks to a few federal court rulings, mask mandates are virtually over in a vast majority of the country. Now, a few independent school districts are popping up, trying to get you to agree to muzzle your kids with a Sharia face muzzle, like a diaper, a bacteria-ridden, oxygen-inhibiting, disgusting medical device that you didn't authorize, and for mandating that the people that are responsible should be dragged out and given the old yeller treatment. And Joe Biden wishes he could make you mask up on trains and in airplanes and at the airport and in Ubers, but for now he can't. Well, that's not so in the rest of the world. In Germany, it's still mandatory to wear a mask on trains and in hospitals, even on regional transportation. And to keep the public in line, Germany has to rely on fear. And that's why the German government has decided to make an example out of Dr. Monika Zhang. Dr. Zhang has been a doctor for more than 25 years. She's dedicated her entire life to helping and protecting the public. But now that very dedication has brought Monika to the cusp of a long prison term. During the course of the fake pandemic, Dr. Zhang used more than 4,000 permits exempting members of the public from Germany's mask mandates. Dr. Zhang has never made it secret why she did this. She did this because she believes that wearing a mask all the time is bad for people's health. Yeah. And there's ample evidence to support that that's true. So now the German government has decided to make an example out of her. 2 weeks ago, a German court sentenced Dr. Zhang to 2 years and 9 months in prison, as well as a 3-year medical work ban and a fine equal to about $30,000. Now get this. The public prosecutor's office in Germany has filed an appeal. Why? Because they want a longer prison term for Monika. Of course, the actual response of the public says it all. There was nobody, not one person, at Dr. Zhang's trial protesting about how her care had hurt them or caused their loved one to get sick and die. Not one. There were, however, dozens of people who supported Dr. Zhang and the help that she provided them by sparing them from harmful mask mandates. They didn't care. 2 years and 9 months, and now they want more. Dr. Zhang is here with us now. Doctor, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me.
Of course. So do you agree with that assessment? This is all about fear making an example out of you so that whatever mandates the German government should decide to push forward on behalf of the monsters that are killing us will be complied with.
Exactly. There's a big, not really big, but there's a wave about prosecuting doctors in general. I'm not the only one, but up to now, I'm the one with the highest fine. There was another doctor, she had a penalty of 2 years in prison last year in Bavaria, but I guess not so many people spoke about. And there are a few more doctors also prosecuted. And also there's a big, huge wave about prosecution of patients who have mask exemptions. It's really ridiculous.
So the German government is going to target and prosecute those who received an exemption and chose not to wear a mask? Is that what you're telling me?
Exactly, also. And it's really a huge wave. I mean, sometimes even police searches homes for just patients who have one mask exemption.
I don't even know what to say about that kind of tyranny. So in essence, you chose as a doctor to work on keeping people healthy and saving their lives. And now you're going to prison for that. If this is not a diabolical and cynical plan that was methodically thought out, with a forethought and intentionally released on the world, then why would they be doing any of this?
It's totally reversion. I mean, they confuse the danger of wearing a mask, which is really dangerous. Now we know. I mean, actually, we knew before, right? But the danger of wearing a mask, they reverse into it's dangerous to write the mask exemptions.
So what about the public in Germany? I mean, are they waking up to this? Do they realize that this is evil and tyrannical and that this is a cynical plot to kill them?
Actually, I mean, my fine really woke up quite a lot of people because it doesn't make sense. I mean, it really doesn't make sense. Almost 3 years in prison for helping people and preventing harm from them. And on the other hand, you have like people who are harassing children and they just get a really small fine and they don't have to go to prison. It's really getting too ridiculous. So
what is this about?
A lot of people.
Yeah. Well, what is this about, really? I mean, what is the real goal here by the government?
Shutting up people. Really shutting up people. I mean, it's fear-mongering on one side, and also, like, it's doing one example, and then all the others will shut up. But with the masks, it's ridiculous, because this was in 2020, I mean, 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, almost. So now there are almost no mask mandates. So it's nothing important for the moment. Maybe it's also to distract attention from all the poison from the so-called vaccines. Maybe it's also that, because I mean, people are really dying from the so-called vaccines, and now the masks are no problem anymore. It doesn't make sense to prosecute.
Okay, so but they are. And you say that this is to silence you, and it's to make an example out of you, so that by de facto, the fear will help to silence anybody else who might be a dissenting doctor to this thing. But what is the ultimate goal? What is the ultimate goal for the government there in Germany, and quite frankly, around the world, from governments that are in lockstep with this agenda to get these shots into everybody?
I mean, with the masks, I think it's because in the beginning, right in the beginning, they were already fear mongering, and I was one of the few doctors who really dared to write this mask exemptions, because many other they already threatened then, but back then, 2020, there was no law against it. So they just invented in 2021, they invented a law or changed a law, so they can prosecute it now. So back then there were already doctors full of fear, because they feared not, they couldn't practice anymore. And now I think they just want to show, because they can. It's abuse of power. They just want to show we can like destroy a doctor, we can put them into a prison, we can like take away their work. And I don't only have this three-year work ban. This is already ridiculous, but they put an immediate temporary work ban, which is in effect from January 2nd on. So for the moment, I am not allowed to work.
Yeah, they don't want you saving the people that they're trying to kill, point blank. They don't want you or anybody else saving the people that they are trying to kill. That's what this is really about. The masks, exactly. The masks don't work, right? I mean, you're a doctor. Do they work? Yes or no?
No. I mean, they harm people. And this was already clear right in the beginning. And exactly, they don't want to want people to speak up.
Yeah, so the thing about the masks is that they are harmful to people. They also don't work. But it's the ultimate sign of compliance. If we can force these people not only to mask themselves up, but if we can force people to put a Sharia oxygen inhibiting bacteria ridden face muzzle on their children and then send them to school all day long, we have got them. We can make them do anything. And that's why they slow rolled into the injections. So, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That was the preparation for the injections. I mean, now we know the big plan, but it was the preparation, because if you have a mask, you can't think clearly. One thing is you obey. The second thing, you can't think clearly, and then they can do whatever they want with people.
You're not a critical thinker. You don't think on your own.
Yes. And the ridiculous thing in this, the sad thing is in the story, that the judge herself, she believes in masks, she believes in like the corona pandemic, and so of course she can't like find a real just judgment. She's totally trapped in this.
Yeah, I don't know her heart. And I can't get into her head, obviously. So, but I can't imagine how anybody could think that they know that this is a respiratory virus, how anybody could still be convinced that masks are saving people and that these are actually vaccines, when in fact they are weapons of biowarfare, according to their own patents. These pegylated lipid nanoparticles are a weapon of biowarfare. Biowarfare has been declared by world governments against citizens of the world, against humanity. And I don't know how a judge could not know that. And I believe that they do know that. I believe that these people are just evil.
Maybe both. I don't know. I couldn't get into her head, and I didn't feel any heart in her anyway. I think they are just like brainwashed in the first place. So she doesn't have any other reality. For her, it's I'm the danger, and I have to be like in prison to protect people. That's her logic, kind of.
The list of people to be held accountable for all of this is so large, but we have to start somewhere. And judges like this who impose these penalties on heroic humanitarians such as yourself, I think should have a seat reserved at the table before these citizen tribunals, military tribunals, Nuremberg-type tribunals, grand juries. These people need to be held to account.
What makes me really sad that the prosecutors also, they are really happy to follow all these patients and to accuse everybody. And I mean, they are happy to like harass people. It's kind of sadistic what they do.
That's putting it mildly. Dr. Monica Zhang, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me.
You're welcome. Of course, anytime. We'll be praying for Dr. Zhang, and we hope that you will as well. One place that I would like to invite you this January 20th through the 23rd, that's coming up 4 days from now, 20th through the 23rd, Orlando, Florida. Go to restorefreedomrally.org, restorefreedomrally.org. It's not like any of these other rallies that don't move the ball, chant catchy phrases, fill big fancy arenas with jumbotrons and confetti, and then sell merchandise and tell you that everything is going to be great. Go trust the plan. No, this is where they make a plan. Okay, this is people coming together to discuss the issues and then actually putting together a mode of remedy, repair for this country. The guest list is amazing. Go there now, restorefreedomrally.org. If you can make it, please be there. It's going to be awesome. Restorefreedomrally.org. We'll be right back.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America!
Temple, that's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.